This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Struck well to center field. Merrill back. Merrill looking up. Out of here. And the Giants are on the board. It's 2-0.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, and that's your Giants highlight from last night's 3-2 loss.
Only runs they scored.
San Diego
Padres. In the third,
Steiny,
that was a bomb.
Yes, it was. It was. All right. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Let's welcome in Travis Ishikawa, San Jose Giants hitting coach, and very familiar with Bryce Eldridge, who was just promoted to AAA. Thanks for joining us, Travis. Appreciate it.
Well, appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, absolutely. Let's start with Bryce Eldridge, somebody who you know very well, and now he's playing at AAA. The big clubs struggling with the bats. I heard Buster Posey yesterday talk about how ideally maybe he'd stay in the minors another year, but things can change. How much determines when a player comes up deciding upon the player himself and then maybe where the big club is in a particular point of the season?
Yeah, I think it always ranges. Every situation, every scenario is always different. You know, for me, like, for example, when I made my debut, it was out of necessity, right? I think one of the players went on bereavement leave for a couple days, and they just needed a body to fill in. It wasn't really that I'd earned the spot, but I, you know, done well enough to where I guess I wasn't going to embarrass them if I got in there. So, you know, and then other times I got called up, it was you know, I believe it was earned, and you know, there was a need. And so I think there's always going to be kind of stars aligning, so to speak. You know, you kind of look at what Josh's doing over there with Kansas City and with Kurtz and with the A's. You know, they've kind of earned their way, you know, kind of pushed their way to the major leagues. You know, and I think Bryce is right there knocking on the door as well. You know, it's going to be a matter of when Buster feels like it's ready, and he feels like, you know, Bryce is ready, and the team will be ready to have him.
Travis, you played, you know, at a high level, big time, Major League Baseball. Now you're a hitting coach for the San Jose Giants, as my partner just mentioned. What are you seeing from this Giant team as a whole at the plate, mainly Adamas? And if you could share with us, you know, what those conversations are like to kind of get the team and certain players out of the funk.
Yeah, I think a big thing is it's guys wanting, it's guys caring so much. You know, I haven't been around them at all that much this spring, but Adamas came down with Verlander to get some at bats off Verlander when he was getting some innings in, and you could just see the way he carries himself. He's a pro. I mean, we saw it in Milwaukee. I think that's why we signed him and gave him that big contract. And I never got to experience those big contracts, but I got to believe guys with those big contracts, especially coming to a new team, right? They feel the pressure. They want to produce. They want to give the fans, you know, the reason that they got those contracts and help teams win. And you know, sometimes it's just they put unnecessary or added pressure on themselves. And you know, I think we've always seen it from a lot of other guys. And you know, just give it a little bit of time. He'll find it. He'll find his routine. And you know, I've already seen him help us a few times up there. You know, I know that we're probably all hoping and wanting him to do a little bit more, but you know, I know that Willie's a really good player. And like I said, just I think before this year's over, we'll be looking back and we'll see where he's really helping this club, not only on the field, but in the club as well.
Travis Ishikawa joining us on 95.7 The Game, San Jose Giants hitting coach. Just real quick, getting back to Bryce Eldridge, specifically, what are going to be maybe his own challenges at the next level? And are they any more unique than any player trying to go from the minor leagues to the major leagues?
Again, I think everybody's different. I think Bryce has got the hit tool, right? We've all seen it. We've all got to kind of follow him last year. I was very fortunate to be a part of that for the first half of the season. And, you know, he's a natural hitter. He's even in his draft year at 18 when he came up to us for the last couple of weeks of the 23 season. You could just see the confidence in the box. He carried himself not like a lot of teenagers do. And even, like I said, going back to my career, I didn't carry myself in the box as an 18-year-old like he did. And so I knew that coming into last year, there was going to be a lot of excitement. And obviously, he didn't disappoint. And you know, guys like him, you know, you're not messing too much with the swing. You're just trying to help him mature, help him, you know, learn how to have an approach in the box, how to show up every day and work and making sure that you're doing the right things. And I think he's still showing it, right? Obviously, he wouldn't have gone to AAA if he wasn't producing at the plate. And, you know, I think his biggest challenge is just going to continually be on the defensive side of the ball. Mm. Not that he's not good, but, you know, when we came up to us in his draft year, he was playing outfield. And so first base is really new for him. He just started playing it last year in April, or in spring training of last year. So he barely has a little over a year of experience at first base. And, you know, and the work that you know, Villegas and Kivi, our fundamental manager, did down here with him, you know, and then as he moved up at each level, all the fundamental coaches and the managers with as well. You know, I see the development. I see him getting better. But that's going to probably be the biggest challenge of just, you know, he's grown up his whole life hitting in the batter's box, but he hasn't gotten a ton of reps at first base. And so just as he gets to AAA, and the game will probably move a little bit faster in AAA. You know, guys kind of are really good at slowing the game down up there. And you get a lot of guys with big league experience. So I think that'll be the biggest challenge for him is just being able to handle himself on the defensive side of the box. We all know the offense is going to be there.
Right. Travis Ishikawa joining us, San Jose Giants hitting coach. You know, obviously a player like him can get a fan base excited. Let me ask you this about him, because we don't know a lot about him. What kind of kid is he? Is he hard on himself? Is he laid back? Is he intense? What kind of personality does he have?
Yeah, like I said, he was probably one of the more mature teenagers I've ever seen in professional baseball. He carries himself very well. It's hard for him not to stand out just because he's 6'7", but you take away the height, you know, he fits right in. He doesn't look lost. He doesn't look like he's out of place. He definitely doesn't need to tell you how good he is. He's got that kind of quiet swag, so to speak, where, you know, you see the confidence spewing, you know, from him when he walks around, when he walks into the box. You feel like he feels like he knows what he's doing, and he knows exactly what it is that he wants to do. And I like sharing the story. We had this game in Modesto last year. This lefty had gotten him out, I think, a couple nights ago, and he comes in out of the bullpen. I think it was the bases loaded, and we were like tie game, or we were down a run in the eighth inning, and he comes up before he goes out on deck. He goes, "If this guy hangs me a slider, I'm going to hit it out for homer." And sure enough, the first slider he sees, he gets a grand slam. And I mean, that's who he is. And then he doesn't need to like let everybody know that that's what he was doing. He just, you know, he was pumped up for the moment, you know, he celebrated with his team, and then he went out and he played defense the next half inning. That's the kind of character kid he is. He's a constant pro. He's ever evolving, and he's way more mature beyond his age.
Man, Travis, you got me. I'm going to bring him up, but I get it. We'll see him. Right. We'll see him soon.
I know we're all excited when that day comes, so for sure. Hey, I know I'll be just as excited as everybody else.
The Giants made some roster moves this morning, and I'm pretty sure you saw them. But if you don't mind, can you share with us, because I was shocked, about Lamont Wade Jr. He was DFA'd. Your thoughts when you heard that news and what he's meant to the Giants?
Yeah, I just saw that. You know, again, like I said, I'm not in there. I don't know what's going on. Obviously, you know, the time here, he was remarkable from the time he got called up in that season. It was a 21 season. He just kept going up and down, and every time he came up, he found ways to help the club win. And you know, he's another good clubhouse guy, and it's unfortunate. Obviously, I know the numbers weren't looking like typical Lamont numbers, and you know, that's the kind of the ugly business side of baseball sometimes. And you know, it can kind of stink sometimes, and you hope that he finds somewhere else to latch on to, or, you know, even if he comes back and goes to Sacramento and, you know, keeps producing, there might be a need for him later in the year. And he figures out another way to help out the club, get to the playoffs and go even further. So, you know, it's unfortunate, but again, you know, obviously it's the business side of the baseball that, if you haven't been affected by it, you haven't been playing long enough. Mm.
Travis Ishikawa joining us on 95.7 The Game. Do you mind telling me, like, how frequently do you talk to Buster Posey, if at all, about, you know, guys who you see every day and maybe a little bit about Eldridge? I mean, do you guys have weekly calls, or does he pretty much let you do your thing and you do what you do down there and he does what he does?
No, I'm pretty low on the totem pole. When he became a part owner, I text him and asked for a raise, but other than that, you know, he gave me the typical bus response that he'd look into it, and never heard from him again. But no, he's incredibly busy. He obviously relies on our farm director and our assistant, our vice president of farm director, you know, Randy Wynn and Kyle Haynes. I think he leans on those guys more, as they kind of oversee all the minor leagues. So, you know, we kind of run stuff up the chains, and then it gets back to Kyle and Randy, and then Randy will report to Buster. And I think that's kind of how the flow goes. So, I don't think Buster's got the time in his day to be talking to every single hitting coach in the minor leagues and pitching coach and managers and things like that. So, he's definitely well aware of what's going on, but yeah, I don't have the direct contact with him.
Hey, Travis, last one about the offense. It's 61 games in. They're 5 over. But on your metric, are you concerned? Nothing to see here. It's early June. How concerned would you be if you're a Giant fan just about this, you know, ineptitude from the offense?
I wouldn't be too concerned. I mean, yeah, well, they've been going through a little lull. You know, I mean, you can probably look at a lot of the World Series run teams, and I think all the offenses kind of go through those lulls too. And I think the thing that they've got that they haven't had in a while is just healthy pitching and strong pitching. And you know, as long as, you know, which we said in 2010, right, as long as you get that pitching and the defense, you've always got a shot at winning. You just got to, you know, figure out a way to have that timely hit. And I know that, you know, Pat and OG and Tiny over there are doing everything they can. And I know I got all the faith and they'll get it turned around and get things figured out.
Hey, Travis, thank you so much
for joining us.
I know you got other responsibilities. I appreciate you squeezing us in, and good luck to you and the San Jose Giants.
All right. Appreciate you guys having me on. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Travis Ishikawa,
man,
hitting coach for the San Jose Giants. And, basically an expert on Bryce Eldridge.
Told him he was going to get one, and he got it. Hit a granny. But damn, Steiny, I'll just say this. I feel like if this were to continue, let's just say for 3 weeks,
maybe a three month, more weeks,
yeah,
or
three weeks
total.
Three more weeks of kind of like, damn, we just, you know, we can't get it done. I do wonder if we'll see him sooner than later.
I'm starting to think you might.
The fact he's already at AAA. You know what I mean? Like, just think about that.
He's 6'7", Goo.
Man, with power.
Well, you better have power. Yeah. It's 6'7".
Oh, this is real power.
You better not be laying bunts down.
Yeah, splash hits. The idea.
Yeah, Giants lost another one last night, 3-2 in 10 innings. And they're up 2-0 going into the ninth. Gave up two runs in the ninth and gave up another in the 10th. And you know, I was talking to Nahegan and Evan, like, boy, that, I get it, it's baseball, but that was a bad loss last night for the Giants.
No doubt. And what the worst part, again, is it keeps coming. Okay, Duvall's been incredible. We talked about 20 and a half scoreless innings, right? Hadn't been scored on in 2 months. But the bottom line, Steiny, is they're gifting you a runner on second, and you can't get that runner home two nights in a row? Like, that's when it really hurts. It's like, they're giving you a runner in scoring position. And a sack fly for the Giants right now, I'm being real, feels like a home run. Get the ball in there. I mean, what is – guy just two hard hit balls, four hard hit balls. last night, all in the infield, but man, bring the damn runner home.
And that's one where, to me, I wouldn't say I don't worry about it, but I think they executed the ninth like they wanted to execute the ninth. They had Schmidt coming up. He can't hit.
But for you to even say that, right? Like, you're right.
He's also the ninth guy in your lineup. He's the ninth batter. So he does his job and gets him over. And now you're sitting with Ramos with a runner at third and less than two outs. All he's got to do is lift the ball into the air, and he ends up hitting a pretty sharp grounder to short. And
runner stays. Yeah.
The runner had to stay because the infield was in, and then.
But he could have got a hit too, Steiny. And I'm not just going in on Schmidt. If you're in a uniform and you're DFAing Lamont Wade for whatever reason, and we all kind of get it, Schmidt's kind of not the ideal guy that I think is supposed to be. That's not what I envision being greater. So my point to you is the fact that you consider say he can't hit. I'm like, then what's he up there for? Like, he could get a hit and bring the runner home. You know, it's not a crime, but if you're so like, you're right. But
I know
to say
I'm dead right on
this
one.
I'm like, man, why is he at the plate?
Because he,
why is he on the team? I could keep going.
Because he got the runner over. He did his job. Set the table for your best player.
No, my point is, if you look at Casey Schmidt and you say, and you're not right, you're not wrong, he can't hit. How's he got a spot on the big club?
Because he's a great fielder.
And he can hit better than the guy you just DFA'd.
Oh, please.
Oh?
Please. There is no way you're taking Casey Schmidt at the plate over Lamont Wade.
Then why did he just get released?
No, but you wouldn't have said that 2 years ago. Meet me halfway, Evan. There is no...
If he was hitting like
Lamont,
he was 2 years ago, Gooey, wouldn't have been DFA'd today.
But he's not... I still think he's a better baseball player than Casey Schmidt.
Well,
and I don't think I'm by myself. That's what looks so bad about this.
Do you think he'll...
Somebody will pick him up? But, Evan, you're not... Are you really... Nobody would ever have said Casey Schmidt's a better baseball player than Lamont Wade Jr. And I'll just leave that there.
Baseball player?
Yes.
I mean, Schmidt is a great fielder, right? Great arm. And you know what? He's apparently good enough that they are...
Who's had more success in the majors, Schmidt or... Now rest it there.
Well, all I'm saying
they're both under 200. I get that.
Maybe... I got to believe some of Schmidt's value is that they can put him at first base because they think he's versatile enough. But, I mean, I want to say... In each of the last two extra inning games, the Padres bunted the guy over on the first at bat. Both nights?
Not last night.
What happened last night? I know they had hit. The hit was with two outs.
Yeah.
That I know.
Well, that was
what the first
in the ninth
guy
end.
Do.
Lockridge got the single. I thought
no. Well,
or sorry, Lockridge did lay down a bunt, I think, and then Cronenworth got the hit.
Right. After there was another out. But, yeah, I mean, if you can get that guy to third, ahead of Ramos. And then Jung-Hoo Lee's
not a better baseball player than Lamont Wade Jr. I'm sorry. What? I'm asking, Evan. He's not. You would never fix your mouth to say Casey Schmidt, and he's been on the – Wade Jr. has been on the Giants longer
season
than Schmidt.
In 2025 – Casey Schmidt has been a better baseball player than Lamont Wade Jr. That is what I would say.
Okay. Am I off base when I say Lamont Wade Jr. has had more success on the big level than Casey Schmidt?
Yeah.
It's not even close.
Sure.
So how wrong does this look that Lamont Wade Jr. has had more success, but you pulled a plug on him and Schmidt's here? A guy that you said he can't hit.
Because
nobody could feel that good. Well,
because
you got Bailey doing the same thing. He can't hit either, but he can throw you out.
I think because in baseball, what you did 2 years ago matters less in baseball than any other sport. I don't know how I'll explain that, but I think baseball, you get a better sense of when a guy is kind of done.
Mm.
And in other sports, I think, particularly as it relates to batting, I mean, you see what you see. Like in a sport like basketball, you can hide a guy a little bit. I'm just guessing. I mean, I
Well, hopefully Dominic Smith gets his chance and he runs with it, man.
I mean,
because he's going to get a chance, Donnie.
Well, what about
like, Schmidt's not their everyday first baseman. I get that. I'm just like, man, he's still got a spot.
By the way, what about great play last night? We haven't even talked about it.
I brought it up, and you didn't say anything about it.
Which one?
Matt Chapman.
That's not what I'm talking about.
All right.
Take it back.
I do, because I thought that was.
How about Encarnacion's catch in right center? That saved a bunch of runs.
Yeah, I didn't know what Lee was doing. I was at the game, but the TV angle is like, man, did he give up on the ball? It's going to fall. And you're right, great catch.
I'm actually kind of with Gu on that one. I was wondering why Encarnacion was anywhere close to that baseball.
I said, Lee, what are you? Hey, great catch, Donnie, but man, I thought that. I said, oh, boy.
This from the 707, Gu. Lamont's 32, Schmitty's. Only 25. His whole career in front of him.
Good luck with that.
He's a great fielder. Goo, just because a guy hit 2 years ago doesn't mean you can continue to allow him to weigh down your ball club in the present.
They're both awful.
Yeah. But late night Lamont was a thing.
3 years ago, he was a thing. Yes, I will give you that. Even last year, he wasn't a bad hitter.
Yeah, yesterday I was saying, well, I'm tired of it, but I'm just like, huh. And I get it, 32-25, but like, huh. All right.
I mean, that's kind of the problem, though, with the Giants. Like, if we're being honest, we're having an argument about who should be on the team, Casey Schmidt or Lamont Wade Jr.
And I'm going to put a rat on the table. We hadn't had many rats here lately, Stoney. Brought to you by Echo Pest Control. I love Bailey, but you could be Johnny Bench or Tony Pena with the glove. At some point, you got to start hitting the ball.
He almost homered last night.
And I almost met Halle Berry.
No.
I wasn't in the same state.
He doubled high off the brick facade in right center.
So what
and
is
Evan,
that?
Evan, stop. Hey.
Okay.
How many parks would that have been a home run in?
25.
25. This is a ballpark issue.
Dude, their record at home is what's saving them. So it's not a ballpark issue to me.
They're 17-11 now at home, I believe, which isn't bad. By the way, I don't think, if I'm remembering correctly, no challenges last night. Oh, no. What am I talking about?
The play at the plate.
The play at the plate, yeah. Which,
yeah.
Giants fans, he was out.
What did you two think in real time?
I thought he was out because the ball beat him.
But then, of
course, you see the replay, and oh, it did his hand slide in there.
Well, they said he blocked the plate. That's what they're challenging.
Well, I also think that the glove might have hit him in the upper stomach right before it got his hand got to the plate. What was the other one offhand?
The Machado diving play.
Machado diving play.
Machado had a diving play down the line, and then they called him safe at first base, and the Padres challenged
him. Yeah.
I thought he was out, but.
Oh, yes. That was.
It was a bang-bang play.
Oh, it was bang-bang, Goo. It was bang, bang.
I thought it was bang, bang, Niner game in the ninth. Two outs. I know, I'm serious, guy. You were there. But come on, Steiny. You're thinking this thing's done. Put the kids to sleep.
I usually like to wait till a game's complete.
I thought the game was over.
And I appreciate that.
I thought the game was over in the eighth inning when Chapman turned two and there was two on with nobody out. Like, that's realistically your last chance to make something happen.
And by the way, you know, the boss spends the entire night ripping the Padres and their players, and they're so gutsy. You know how many this would be good. Yeah. You know how many teams would have just folded it up after Chapman made that play in the eighth? You have runners at first and second, nobody out. Chappie makes a great play. Padres not deterred.
Man.
They're not deterred.
Two outs, and they started that bad boy.
Yes, they did. Yeah. Yes, they did. Game tonight, obviously, at Oracle Park, and then the fourth game of the series will be Thursday afternoon at at Oracle Arena, Oracle Stadium, rather.
Did you have a lot of problem getting out, or it was smooth? Like, where'd you park?
We took BART.
Oh, okay.
But that you well.
Uh-oh.
Pat. Yeah, don't worry about it. It's
well, you had your goose jacket on, so you were good.
I was actually a little too warm last night. But the it's a walk down from the third level. I mean, it takes you a little while. And sometimes when people are leaving, it's very crowded. I'm not crazy about big crowds. I get a little bit claustrophobic. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't know that about you.
Yeah, it's nothing major, but, you know, like, you ever been to a concert where it's just, it's just like wall-to-wall people, and they're right next to you, and behind you, and in front, and it's packed, and there's layers to it. Oh, boy.
I've seen you at a happy hour, and that's when you're in your zone. You know how to move around and navigate. So that's why I'm shocked. I'm
talking about like a concert.
Yeah.
Why did you do that?
Well, concerts, you're at your seat.
No, these are standing concerts, like at Bottle Rock. They don't have seats, right?
I hadn't been.
Evan? Oh, you've never been there either. Seats at Bottle Rock? Yeah, I don't know. Not quite sure. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Thank you to Travis Ishikawa. And I have changed my prediction. Bryce Eldridge is going to be up. He's going to get called.
Before the break or after?
Well, the trade deadline's in late July. Uh-huh. All-Star game's always in what? Mid-July, early. It's going to be after the All-Star break, but before the trade deadline. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen, on 95.7.
Take it to the bank.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number if you want to join the conversation. We talked to Brian Geltzeiler about some NBA stuff. We can revisit that, Goo. We can get back into the Giants. We can do whatever your little heart desires. Mm. Do you know
like
what?
That.
Do you know what it's going to be? Oh, you got an idea?
I'll turn it into heaven now, Steiny. Because you're picking at me.
I'm asking you.
Just get us out.
All right.
Yeah.
What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Guru's starting to simmer. Here for you. Here for good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Goo, I love you. You're like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get with Goo.
Let me tell you something. This guy is a ball player.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Thanks, Coach.
That was Steve Kerr talking about Casey Schmidt.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Evan, we're good, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
It just hit me. We were arguing about the most pointless thing.
Loud.
Right,
I'm just naturally loud.
Yeah.
So people think that's anger. God bless my mom, Daisy Mae Johnson. When I would have a conversation with anybody, she thought I was arguing. So, Evan, you're my brother. Now, for
I'm
you.
I'm good now. Well, I mean, you do. Sometimes you tend to get bogged down in minutiae.
You're the captain of that.
For example, remember, it wasn't very long ago during the Warriors season that you were advocating for plenty of minutes for Pat Spencer. And that had the smell of what you were doing with Lamont Wade Jr. Casey Schmidt.
Am I the guy that gave Pat a nickname?
Yeah,
who
you're
did that on 95.7 The Game?
That's the point.
Who gave him a nickname?
He's a 12th man. I gave him a nickname
because
that's funny.
No,
but he's a 12th. Stop discussing the Scribinis.
We had him
like
on.
They make an impact.
We had him on. And you're like, Pat, you're so great. Now you're kicking him. Oh, my. You were something else.
You were pretty proud of that nickname.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't even remember what it was. I do so many clever things.
Okay. Act like you don't know.
It was white what?
Smoke. Well, that's because it also dovetailed with the announcement of the new Pope that day, if you'll remember.
Yeah.
Leo.
How's he doing?
Oh, he's great.
All right.
Oh, Leo's got it going on.
Staying out of trouble.
Leo's a baseball fan. Did you know that?
So his team would be
the Shy. I know
isn't
this.
Isn't he from the Shy? No, that's what the brother Pope was from the Shy.
He is from Chicago.
Yeah.
Or White Sox.
Oh, I know what he is. He's a Villanova fan because I think he taught at Villanova.
He's a White Sox fan.
Is he really?
Yeah, God bless his soul.
By the way, and you probably don't know this, Chicago and their baseball fans.
I've been to Wrigley.
Right. And if you're a White Sox fan, you don't go to Wrigley. And if you're a Cubs fan, you don't go to wherever the hell the White Sox are playing.
Southside.
Comiskey.
Boy.
They still playing at Comiskey?
Most famous White Sox. Go. Harold Baines to me.
Chet Lemon.
I remember him.
White Sox. Oh,
Shoeless.
Greg Luzinski.
He's a Philly. I remember him as a Philly.
But for me, he's a White Sox with their old crazy uniform.
They had a great third baseman by the name of Melton, I believe.
D'Anthony?
No, Bill Melton. White Sox. You know what's...
Hawk Harrelson, he's the star.
He stunk. He wasn't very good.
What are you talking about?
As a player.
Oh, I'm talking about his announcer.
You ever see his Stratomatic card? It's awful.
No, we're talking about the broadcast.
Carlton Fisk? Oh, you don't remember him as a White Sox, do you?
I got him as a man.
Did you guys say Tim Raines yet?
He's an expert.
Yeah, he's a Montreal. Gary Carter.
Hall of Famer.
No, he was a bad dude.
Well, so's Harold Baines.
You guys say the Big Hurt yet?
Man, damn it, Evan.
See, I remember him as an A.
What was he hawking on the... He had a... That's funny, but...
What? He was.
He was the man with the White Sox.
He's advocating something similar to
icy hot. Like,
what you had. Yeah, now it was more.
Oh yeah,
that was more about stamina.
And, we all need a little help, right?
Milgenics,
yeah,
something like that. Something like that. Hey, by the way, I can't remember if. Oh no, Evan and I were talking yesterday, and
This a private thread or at the game?
No, this was when we were talking as like humans before we both went to the game. And so I went to the game with some friends. And one of my friends who went with us, her name is Liz. And she is a baseball nut.
Okay.
And I'm talking to Evan about her. And I'm saying, oh, she loves baseball. In fact, Evan, she brings her scorebook to every game, whether it's the Giants,
that's
the A's,
my type of gal.
The Oakland Ballers. And when I met her before the game, she said that her scorebook, she had filled up the night, her last game.
But she still had it with her.
No, she didn't bring it because there was no more paper, no more score sheets.
Yeah.
And I made the mistake, even though Evan had told me the opposite. I said, Liz, I'll tell you what, you'll be able to get one at the game. They don't have them at the game.
And that was wrong. I would have known
that. They don't have them at the game.
No.
See, this is where Evan needs to understand why the past was better than now. Back in the day, when you would go to a baseball game, you would actually hear people say, programs.
Yeah.
Get your programs here.
I like
programs. Get your programs here, and then you'd buy a program, and of course it had a score book in it or a score sheet.
Those days are dead, Stoney.
Why can't they still do that?
Because I think it's an acquired taste, and only truly the diehards still keep score, and that's why I think you can't get them on site.
Well, I also think there's also a fundamental problem with not having a program, and now, that is...
Did they stop selling programs before or after Watergate?
After, Mouth. A lot after. But let me tell you why it bothers me. Is because the program, the original program, was not just a program. I mean, it was a program, but it's something that you took home.
Oh.
And it became your memory of that game.
No doubt. Like
it wasn't a ticket stub.
A one-day yearbook.
No ticket stub. You took home the program from, let's say, what's the date today? June 4th. June 3rd.
It's the 4th.
Last night's game.
I got you.
All right? And so you would have your program from last night's game, and you could see that, I remember, 20 years from now, I'd have the program, and I'd be like, oh, that's right.
I lived that
life. Machado was the best player on the field that night.
I lived that life.
And the next day, Lamont Wade would be DFA.
So did you consult? Was she upset, or she knew she wasn't going to get one on site, or did she have hopes like, I'll buy one?
I don't think you can buy them.
No, you can't, but I'm wondering what she was telling you, like, I'm going to buy one here.
I said, you got to be able to get one at the game. Yeah. And then she couldn't, and I said to her, you want me to make a run up to the press box? Somebody's got to have one in the press box.
I don't believe you would find...
Yeah, well, I mean, it would be like if, let's say, Evan was working that
night. I don't think he would have one.
He would have his book, and at least you could rip out a page, right, of the book.
Yeah, if I had a scorebook.
But you wouldn't bring one...
Oh, you just use paper?
Well, I usually print stuff. Like, there's printable score sheets that I usually use. Or, like, for certain games, if I don't have any time, I'll make nine boxes just by hand.
Gotcha. And thank you, 925. And you'd use the program to get autographs.
That was it.
And then you'd have a memento.
We used to do it all the time. Chris Sale, famous White Sox. Shoeless Joe Jackson.
He's a myth.
Shoeless Joe.
What is Shoeless Joe and
famous White Sox. We didn't name them.
Oh.
Yeah. Ozzie Guillen.
Oh, so you got the baseball reference page out.
No, I was just off the top.
Please.
Billy Pierce.
I think it was funny the way you started wanting to play that game with me, and then it gradually
I do
fizzled.
Have to say something. You did beat me in the spelling. I didn't like the...
Wasn't even close.
No, after they gave me Winnipeg... Let's just move on. What are you really saying about your boy Goo?
Yeah.
Hey, Goose, spell cat. That hurt me at Winnipeg, but it was Grandy. Winnipeg.
You know, when you got Winnipeg, I was actually thinking the fix, the fix is in.
Yeah.
It sounds harder to, it's, by the way, I was kidding with the Bailey home run.
I'm not kidding.
It would have been a home run in a lot of other parks, but I was kidding when I said the ballpark's the problem.
Dib sent us a text. I'm going to check it.
Oh, God.
Now, why do you say that? He's part of, he's our guy.
Okay, this ought to be good.
Shoeless Joe.
What about him?
We're naming famous White Sox. We didn't say it. Nelly Fox?
Well, they said he's part of the Black Sox, so.
Yeah, tell Dibley he's wrong. I dare you.
Hey, guys, let's be careful.
What?
Black Sox? Let's be careful.
Dude, can't do it.
What? I'm excited for tomorrow.
What's happening tomorrow?
The NBA Finals. I don't feel like you and Evan and the listener, like nobody's even, I get it, the Giants, but come on.
Well, it just goes to show you that Warrior fans are casuals.
No.
Once their team's out, they don't care.
Evan, stop.
They don't want to watch teams that we all know would have kicked their ass. Please. The Pacers own the Warriors.
I'm going to be quiet.
Not in Indiana.
Well, there you go. Talk to them.
The Warriors. Okay. I have two other things I want to say.
We got an hour and some change.
I got some bad news yesterday.
You okay?
No, seriously, are you? I'm like,
yeah, it's not that. Hunter Green re-injured himself.
I saw that.
Did you see that?
I did.
For Cincinnati.
Oh, my God.
He's on the IL.
I know.
Poor fantasy team. I'm moving up the charts.
No, he's ours, Goo. He's ours.
You can have him now. He's hurt.
He'll bounce back. Yeah. And then.
Give it to me.
This is why I would be a great manager. Because you know how Bob Melvin is going to stick with Adamas come hell or high water? I took him out. I finally said, and my co-manager, Johnny, said, what do you want to do with Adamas? And I said, listen, he's hitting 202. We don't want to miss that stretch when he brings that up to 239.
I mean, it can happen fast. He's got to get going.
And then I thought about it, and I said, let's get him out.
But that's the beauty of owning your own team. I'm Jerry Jones.
And you know who I put in for him? Volpe. And he homered yesterday.
Look at you.
So.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Adamas just... It's like his bat's got no pop. It's got no pop, Guru.
And he's actually hitting better at home than on the road. So if we normally say, oh, it's just the home, check that. That's a fact. He's hitting better at Oracle than on the road. So if we say, oh, it's the park for him, that doesn't jive. I just got to believe when it warms up, they go to Atlanta, all these other cities where it's humid and the ball's traveling, we'll see him get on his goose and take off.
Do you guys believe that? That the ballpark is the reason they can't have a good offensive player?
Evan, no. I don't, and I hate it. I've always hated it.
Listen, the great teams, their team mirrors their ballpark. Evan, I go back to the St. Louis Cardinals.
Whitey Herzog.
Under Whitey Herzog.
You were going to say the St. Louis Browns.
They didn't have a lot of power hitters, so they won games with speed and defense. And that's how they did it. The Giants.
Who was their best player? The center fielder.
Cardinals?
Yeah.
McGee.
It was. Well,
where's he from?
I know.
Well, actually, their best player, many people feel, was their second baseman, Tommy Herr.
Well, Steiny, they had Ozzie Smith, too.
Okay.
But no, Herr was a good dude, but come on, he wasn't a guy.
Okay.
They had Vince Coleman.
Okay, look. All right. See, this is where you guys don't get it.
Tommy Herr was good.
Tommy Herr was not just good. Tommy Herr did something, I believe, that still to this day is a record or some kind of immeasurable. You want to know what it was?
Give it to me.
This is why, like,
I want you to tell us where Willie McGee's from.
He's from the Bay.
Where?
The Bay. Tommy Herr once. I'm hoping to hell that Evan's looking up his baseball reference page.
Doesn't have an MVP.
No, but I'll tell you what he does have, I think.
Oh, you are something.
He has the single season record for most RBIs with the fewest home runs. I believe one year Tommy Herr hit 8 home runs and still drove in
110.
Over 100.
Yeah, 110 in 1985.
That would have to be after the dead ball era.
Yep,
there are some players that have like 130 RBIs with 2 home runs.
This is the modern era.
1985, he did it. 8 homers, 110 RBIs.
Wow.
Who was MVP that year, Goo?
That would be...
What year?
1985.
Hold on. I know, Evan, because he wouldn't ask
Jack
me.
Jack Clark.
He's already been mentioned.
I got it, E.
I want to say, oh, I know, Darryl Poole. No. Ted Simmons.
85.
It's got to be a Cardinal that he said it, right?
No, he said Goo. So I think it's a Pirate.
Are we talking AL or NL?
NL. He's already been mentioned because he's better than your boy.
McGee?
I can't believe you
please.
Did well. You were just... Oh, please, what?
He's from the Ridge, Stein.
I know, but Evan, what was his... Give me his numbers for that MVP year.
Well, he hit 353.
Damn, Willie!
Well, I mean...
Stop it!
He had almost 60 steals.
Yeah,
my God.
Led the league with 18 triples.
Okay. George Brett once had 20.
Irrelevant. 26 doubles and 10 home runs.
How many RBIs and runs?
He scored over 100. Well, he led the league with 220 hits.
Damn.
Okay.
And he won the Gold Glove.
Willie.
Okay.
He's a bad man, Steiny.
Okay. Now, here's where I try to be precise. He wasn't a great hitter. But let me tell you what he could do.
He could hit 300 over 18 years in the show.
Do you realize that 32% of his hits were simply choppers?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not it. He wasn't a line drive guy.
What about now?
He's not still in the Bay.
All your hits are damn near homers.
He chopped balls to short and he beat them out.
Dude was a badass.
He had no line drives.
What do you call Ichiro?
Oh.
And where's he at?
He's another myth.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
He's not a myth. He's one of the greatest hitters there.
I actually did think he was a little overrated, Ichiro.
No, well, seriously. Not like Shasky thinks Jeter's overrated a little bit. Derek Jeter?
He's off that. Lives in Hercules now. Willie McGee. Hey, Willie, I'm messing with you, buddy.
We need to get him on.
Willie could fly.
The game was different then, though. That's for sure. Remember the Cardinals played, Brett, I think it was a World Series, yeah. Battle of Missouri. St. Louis and Kansas City. I think that was the 84 Worlds. I'll find it.
When were the Brewers in there? Like
Harvey Wallbangers. They played.
What? They played who?
I'm trying to think.
Oh, the Brewers played the Reds. I'm sorry, no. The Cardinals. Take it to the bank. I think. Was I right?
82.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
82.
Let's go to JD in Oakland. He's claiming that he has the most famous White Sox.
Uh-oh.
And then he's also maybe going to give it. Well, hey, what's up, JD? How you doing?
Fellas, what's going on?
Talk to us, baby.
Guru, what's the word, man?
Man.
Love your baseball knowledge.
Hey, real
man,
quick.
I really got a lot of respect how you deal on this show with Steinman.
I deserve hazard pay. Jay, I really do, man.
You do.
Go ahead.
Yeah, not that
I'm
funny.
Tell you, it hurt me that you guys took so long to say Frank Thomas, but you forget Bo Jackson.
Oh,
nah, please.
But when he passed it, it was late then. No,
he's a Raider.
But still, and I'm going to tell you, Bo. Frank Thomas was by far the best White Sox, but the most known White Sox, almost White Sox, was Michael Jordan.
Oh, stop.
And I can tell you a story.
Uh-oh.
Michael Jordan had a sit-down with Frank Thomas.
Really?
And told him, Frank, you're going to hit over 500 home runs. And he said, you know, the only thing people are going to remember about you hitting over 500 home runs? And Frank was like, what? He said, they're going to remember that you did it in those plastic Reeboks.
Wow.
Well, remember the White Sox like unis with the collars?
I love them.
Who's going to be what do you think about the Knicks firing Tom Thibodeau?
I think that was 100% wrong.
Oh.
And I saw Jay Williams this morning, and I think Jay Williams is a crash out. That was the worst thing they could have done. I mean, they're a couple free throws away from being to the finals, in my estimation, and that had nothing to do with coaching.
Wow.
You left 15 with 10 seconds left. Matt, you know you played the game. There's no way you're going to blame that on the coach because you don't guard a three-point shooter. That's all player problem.
Give us a
everybody
prediction.
Everybody talks about, well, I don't think it's crazy. I see it a lot closer than most people, but I'm going to throw a name out there for the job, and I want you guys to know you heard it here first.
Okay. Mark Jackson.
I have it on good account.
I feel it.
Jay Wright.
He was in the – no.
Ooh.
Nobody that's been mentioned. He was seen at the last two games, and his name is Rick Pitino. So I don't know if that means anything to you guys, but that's what I'm hearing.
All right. I tell you what, JD.
Give us prediction on the series.
There's no chance Rick Pitino is going to be the coach of the Knicks.
As much as Calipari, I bet.
They're not even in the same league.
Well, Rick was in the building twice. He is right. He was yucking it up with all the alum.
I tell you what.
Calipari. You shock me.
Why? Because I know basketball?
No. The guys you just...
Okay. Calipari, it's like Kramer. Calipari is up here. Pitino down here. Calipari can coach men. Pitino can't. You heard it here first. It's not going to be.
How old do you think he is?
Who?
Calipari.
He is 60.
66.
He looks great.
Now, I'm going to give you that.
Calipari you look good. Looks great. Right. Now, how old's Pitino?
Well, he done had some work done, but let me
know. He doesn't look as good.
Pitino sure. Steiny, what would you guess?
I think he's probably 71.
72.
Okay.
Isn't that, I got to be careful here. A little too old.
For what?
To coach men, young
men.
Well,
he doesn't. He coaches boys. He's a college coach. They're
what
not
about
men
Pete
yet.
Carroll?
Yeah, he's how old's he now?
But dude,
I
how
thought he's
he?
Almost 80.
But he
he's
looks
really
great.
35 in the heart, though, Evan. See, I mean, it ain't about your age; it's how you. Like I keep you young. I don't get no credit for it.
Sorry, he's only 73.
You know what? He needs to give up the chewing of the gum.
No, that's a staple.
Yeah, but you're 73. It's going to stick to your dentures at some point.
Wow.
Seriously.
Wow. My mom had them.
Did she? Yeah. My dad did too.
Scared me every time she didn't have them in. What?
Because now I got the vision of my dad without his in, and it's hideous.
Put them in.
It was hideous.
Go bring me my teeth. What? Oh, man.
Yeah.
You can stop asking that question.
My dad had such a bad sense of humor.
You don't have to ask
that. Did he smoke?
Again.
Everything.
Well, wow. My man.
Actually, he only smoked Winston's.
Okay.
He got three packs a day.
He got it in.
He would get to, like, he was weird. I loved him, but he was
I got to
crackpot. Like, he used to think it was funny to take his teeth out and, like, show them to the kids, us. I was like, put that back.
I can see the humor in it, though.
And then we had one of my sister's kids was young, and he had a prosthetic at the end. You know, that's 15 years. And it kind of freaked out Bobby John, the young kid.
I get it. Right.
And so on purpose, he would take off his leg in front of the kid, and it just freaked the kid out. You know, he'd take his leg off.
I get it,
he could
man.
Take his leg
yeah,
off, and my little nephew was scared out of his mind. Meanwhile, there's Pops cackling.
Like I am. Oh, I could see that, man.
You would for sure do that. If you had a prosthetic, you would rip that bad boy off every chance you got.
No doubt, Evan. Oh, man.
You might be right. You might be right.
Oh, man.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's get into something Brian Geltziler said earlier in the show, Sirius XM NBA Radio, about the Warriors. There's some off-season stuff we'll get to. That segment was brought to you by Cache Creek Casino Resort.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.